Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless the name of God for giving us grace to see today. We thank God for making it possible for us to gather at his feet this very early morning. We bless God for his protection. We bless God for his guidance. We bless God for the gift of life. Today is the 17th day of the month of December, year 2021. I want to appreciate all those who have been joining us on this broadcast. We thank God for his mercy extended towards everyone. We thank God for what God has been using this program to do. And we appreciate a lot of testimony rolling back to us. We thank God for all that God has been doing. And also I appreciate those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. And their friends pray the prayer. They are getting back to us, sharing testimony of the mighty hand of God, a manifestation of power of God as they pray. I am believing God that as you are also going to pray, as you are going to also participate in this very morning broadcast, you are going to be blessed. The finger of God will go into action in your life, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are joining us for the first time, this broadcast come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. God has been using this broadcast to do a lot of things, and is going to do mighty work, mighty wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Just lift up your two hands wherever you are and begin to appreciate him and begin to honor him, begin to give God the glory, begin to magnify him. So, Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are good. He's able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able to deliver and to set us free. God is able, he is able, abundantly able to deliver. Oh, my God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. Alive, alive, my Savior is alive, alive forevermore. The king of death is gone. The life in me, I have eternal life. My Savior is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Savior is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, my Savior is alive. I prophesy into the life of seven people who are hearing me now. Within the next 7 days, the God of wonders shall perform wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. That situation confronting you will be undone by heaven, and you will see it no more in the name of Jesus Christ. That boasting Goliath shall be arrested, and his forehead shall be located by the stone of your prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, whatever stands against you like a wall of Jericho, it shall be pulled down this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to cry unto the Lord with this prayer. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every roadblock on my way of progress, clear away in the name of Jesus. Every roadblock on my way of progress, clear away in the name of Jesus. Every roadblock on my way of progress, clear away by fire in Jesus' name. Say, satanic pronouncement on my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Satanic pronouncement on my destiny, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in the name of Jesus Christ. As I'm praying the prayer, you pray it for yourself too and personalize it. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, every satanic prophecy to waste my future. There, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic prophecy to waste my future. There, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic prophecy to waste my future. Die, 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 die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, foundational evil power. Release my glory in the name of Jesus. Foundational evil power, release my glory, 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 release my glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, witchcraft limitation on my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, witchcraft limitation on my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, witchcraft limitation on my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, oh God, arise. Raise a power for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise. Raise a power for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Raise a power for me in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody need to pray that prayer again. Say, oh God, arise. Raise a power for me where it matters most. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, raise help for me where it matters most. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, raise help for me where it matters most. In Jesus, I see the document of somebody that I've stayed so long on the table. Right away now, that document will be treated, and within 3 days we are going to have testimony. Say, I reject every evil calendar for my family. In the name of Jesus, I reject every evil calendar for my family. In the name of Jesus, I reject every evil calendar for my family. In Jesus' name, say, midnight operation against my star, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, midnight operation against my star, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every witchcraft power flying in the middle night against my life, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft power flying in the middle night against my life, against my family, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die. Every witchcraft power flying in the middle night against my life, against my family, against my destiny, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every village shrine where my case has been reported, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every village shrine where my case has been reported, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every village shrine where my case has been reported, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every village shrine where my case has been reported, catch fire. In Jesus' name, pray. This next prayer, you pray 3 times. Say, powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. They are, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. They are, in Jesus' name, pray. Second time, powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. They are, in the name of Jesus, powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. They are, in Jesus' name, pray. A woman had a dream. In that dream, she saw herself. And she saw all those that she has helped by bringing them to overseas. She has been overseas for many years, precisely US, and she was bringing all her cousins, all her siblings, one by one. So in that revelation, she saw herself and all those she has brought overseas. And the mysterious thing is that all those she has brought overseas were in the queue, and they were in her front. She was at the back of the queue. So all of them were going to the tap with their bucket. They will put the bucket down and the tap will be running and it will full. They will carry it away. Now, when it became her turn, as soon as she put her bucket, the tap did not run. The tap did not open. She struggled with the tap. She did whatever she can do. That tap did not bring any water. She went away crying and sorrowful. She did not understand this. She did not understand that something has been done. Something has been done against her. Before she could realize what the enemy has done, something happened somewhere, and she was to be deported back to Nigeria after spending about 18 years or thereabout over there. You know, something happened, and they said they have to deport him. Something happened. They have to put him in jail. You have to put her in jail. Beloved, this is a strange thing. The enemy is a terrible enemy. The wicked, they are badly, 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 badly wicked. They are terribly wicked. I want you to pray very well. Say, powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. If she had the knowledge of this kind of prayer, immediately she woke up in that dream, if she has prayed this prayer, she would have stopped that operation. But she didn't know what that revelation meant. And that's how she fell into this problem. Powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. In the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to close the tap of my joy. In Jesus' name, pray. And that is just the reason why I've been talking about the dream world. Whatever happened in the dream, you must take note of it very, very well. That sister had that revelation. She did not know how to address it. And before we can say Jesus is Lord, she entered into a problem and they were planning to deport her. You must understand that the realm of the spirit controls the realm of the physical. And you must understand that part of the realm of the spirit is in the dream world. God will always open our ears and pass instruction into us so that we can understand what is going on. God will always, by his mercy, open our eyes to see into the window of the dream so that we can see what the enemy is planning in the secret. A dream is just like a window into the spiritual world. That is, you open the window to see what is going on in the spiritual world against you, around you, against your family. It is not just for you to see, it's for you to deal with it. No wonder the Bible said in Job chapter 33, verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he opened his ear, he opened the ears of men, and sealed their instruction. We should understand this one. And that is why you must know how to undo every dream that you have. Oh, in case you say, okay, I don't even know the meaning of the dream, you look at it and pray and say, Lord, if the dream has satanic agenda, it must not prosper. If this dream is negatively charged against me, it must not succeed. If this dream has been programmed against my existence or against my joy, I command you not to see the light of the day. And if God has opened your understanding, if the Spirit of God has given you interpretation, deal with it accurately, and you are going to have testimony. Listen to me. There is a dream. There is a world called the dream world. And in that world, a lot of things happen. The enemy can force a man into entering a covenant that he would not like to enter physically. The enemy can force something into the life of people that they can't do physically. These are just activities of darkness. These are some of the things that the enemy used to do. They will come in this way because they know that man is weak at this time. And that is why your spirit man must be on fire. Let me tell you, in the dream, it's your spirit man that is in operation. And if your spirit man is not well fed, it cannot operate. And that is why you must know how to feed your spirit man. You must know how to feed your spirit man. Your spirit man must be well fed. If your spirit man is well fed and is strong enough, he will fight back in the realm of the spirit. He will not allow himself to be caged. Because in the dream world, your spirit man is in operation. If a lady is being defied sexually, it is not her body. It is her spirit that is defied. And that is why sometimes a defilement can occur. And good thing in the front of that lady will not come to pass. People who have promised her, they will just disappoint her. Interview she's going for may not work. Just because her spirit man has been arrested the night before. We are going to pray right now. Get yourself ready. I want you to pray very well. And tomorrow, I will be telling you how to feed your spirit man. Because when your spirit man is alert, then things begin to work. Don't forget, we are spirit beings living inside a body and having a soul. Our spirit man is very important. You are a spirit. I'm a spirit. And in the realm of the spirit, things can happen to that spirit. That spirit can be caged. It can be arrested. It can be prison. It can be slaughtered. It can be buried. You are the one that must build up your spirit man so that in the realm of the dream, your spirit man rise up as you are rising up physically and say, no, I'm not going to be fed. No, you can't sleep with me. No, you can't defy me. No, reach your food. No, drink up. It will be right standing back. Immediately, your spirit man can be retaliating and cut scripture back. Then it's on fire. That is where we are going in this revelation of the dream world. That is what I need to let you know. I need to let you know stages. I need to let you know the keys to feeding your spirit man so that it can be on fire as you move on. Wherever you are, you have not given your life to Jesus, confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Save our soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I challenge the bottle of oil and the bottle of water.
with the fire of deliverance, with the fire of Holy Ghost, I command that the envelope fire of God shall enter into that water and that oil. Oh Lord, envelope that oil with your fire. Envelope that water with your fire. Let the blood of Jesus be injected into that water and that oil. Let the power of deliverance, power of healing, creative power of Holy Ghost enter into that oil, enter into that water. In Jesus' name we pray. Why can't you drink a little now? Something is happening as we are drinking it. Sicknesses is going out. You pray very well. Say powers sponsoring evil dream into my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Powers sponsoring evil dreams into my life. There, in the name of Jesus, powers sponsoring evil dream into my life. There, in Jesus. The word die mean expire. The word die mean be of none effect. The word die mean be arrested. So you must understand it. Powers behind every evil dream in my life. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers behind every evil dream in my life. There, in Jesus' name. Before. Say, evil dream that I've ever had, you will not see the light of the day. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Evil dream that I've ever had, you will not see the light of the day. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Evil dream that I've ever had, you will not see the light of the day. Lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, anything in my life making me weak spiritually. There, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life making me weak spiritually. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Something is going on now. Every covenant between me and the spirit of the dead, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant between me and the spirit of the dead, break in Jesus' name. See, any power using witchcraft to oppress me, there, in the name of Jesus, any power using witchcraft to oppress me. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, my glory, what are you doing in the captivity of darkness? Come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, my glory, what are you doing in the captivity of darkness? Come out. My glory, what are you doing in the captivity of darkness? Come out now. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, mention your earth. My earth, my well-being. What are you doing in the covenant of witchcraft? Come out in the name of Jesus. My earth. My well-being, what are you doing in the covenant of witchcraft? Come out in the name of Jesus. My health, my well-being, what are you doing in the covenant of witchcraft? Come out. In Jesus' name, powers that are vowed that my destiny will not have meaning. Hey, somebody need to pray this prayer. Powers that are vowed that my destiny will not have meaning. In the name of Jesus, power that I vow that my destiny will not have meaning. In the name of Jesus, power that I vow that my destiny will not have meaning. Open your mouth and say, powers that I vow that my life will not have meaning. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, power that I vow that my life will not have meaning. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, power that I vow that my life will not have meaning. You are a liar. Somebody need to pray this prayer very aggressively for 7 days and pray 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, 15 minutes in the night. By the time you finish 7 days, you will see a sign, and that sign will confirm what God has promised concerning your destiny. There is a strong man that has been contending against you. That strong man shall be buried alive immediately, and the power of God will lift up your glory and you begin to manifest powers that avow that my life will not have meaning on the planet Earth. In the name of Jesus, powers that I vow that my life will not have meaning on the planet Earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head, Father. Let this head be anointed. Let your glory come upon this destiny. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest. Holy Ghost, incubate this chest. Let the arrow fire into this chest go back to the sender. Let sickness go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. Can you rub your stomach now? Say, every organ of my body, wake up now. Receive revival in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, wake up now. Receive revival in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand, my hands. Receive the anointing to prosper.
Receive the anointing to make it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Anoint your leg, my legs. You shall not be arrested. You shall not be caged. Receive total deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Oh, a lot of things have just happened now. Many, many things. You will not know this until you begin to. Within 24 hours, somebody will receive a good news. Something you have been waiting for has been just been released now. A document you are waiting for has been released. I see a lot of connection going on. Oh, there's a woman here. You are carrying a pregnancy of 11 months. 11 months. Lay your hand on that pregnancy and challenge. You see, I challenge my pregnancy with the Holy Ghost fire. Pray for about 10 minutes. You will see what God will do. You will deliver that child safely. Lekopraka. The enemy has tied the child down, but the child is being let loose now. Raise up your prayer request. Father, let this prayer request be answered. Let the power of God fall on this request. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for as many people looking for the fruit of the womb. The Lord shall bless you with the fruit of the womb. The Lord shall give you twins and triplets. And it shall be a wonderful galore. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have not married. May the Lord give you your own partner. May the Lord make you to laugh. May your joy appear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Business is folding. May your business be revived. Move forward in your business. In the name of Jesus. Property that no has not been sold. May heaven come upon that property. And may people come to buy and pay in full. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for those who are having interview. May the Lord help you. May you clear all the questions. May you come out victoriously. Exam you are doing will favor you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, in case you want to get across to me with testimony or you want to share one or two things with me, pass it across to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. In case you have passed it across and I didn't see it or have not read it, you can still do it back in 2 days so that I will read it. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tag Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, read Psalm 91 and make a time to praise God. God bless you in Jesus' name.